And hello, everybody. This is Dr. Churi at the Starlight Radio Show. How are you doing, my listening audience? Well, let me tell you a little bit of what happened in this family here. Only, 3 or 4 days ago, when the moon was in Scorpio, my book says, be ready to deal with the police, be ready for drama and things of this nature. Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, the planet of, emotions and disturbance and things of this nature. And I was on that radio a week ago, actually. That was exactly when everything happened. A week ago, when I was doing that very show, after that show, I had another show that was broadcast in England. And about 4:30 in the morning, as I was doing the show, someone told me, I heard something outside. What's going on? What's going on? And I was much too busy with the show to go and check it out. But I knew that with the moon in Scorpio, something nasty could take place. So I thought, this is where I wish I had a dog. Anyway, finished the show. I didn't make much notice or didn't take notice of the noise that was taking place outside, and I went to bed. And the very next day, I got up, feed my cat, care of my millions of emails, and, you know, my answering service is loaded with calls as usual. Then I went outside, take some fresh air. And I look at my second garage, and my SUV back window was shattered, broken. And I thought, oh my God, what happened here? What happened is, well, somebody just used a crowbar and tried to open my truck back windows to get to whatever was inside of the truck. Anyway, I do have a sophisticated security system, so as soon as the glass literally exploded, I made some noise. That's what Samantha heard. But the commotion light up all the security lights outside, and the crook just ran away. So anyway, I called the police, and the guy said to me, okay, we're going to take the report by phone, and we take care of that. And then as I was painting outside with Samantha, the two big lions that we put in front of the house, waiting for the cops to show up. This car came next to my neighbor's house. Went inside my neighbor's house. I was, you know, wondering, my gosh, something happened to her too. And then the cop came to with a piece of paper in his hand. And I look at him and say, hi, officer, what's going on? How are you doing? He says to me, well, Dr. Churi, the lady next door put restrictions on her property. And I said, I don't really understand what's going on. Well, she says that you go into her property and you threaten her. And I said, I'm a doctor. I'm not a killer. You know, I said, I just don't understand what you're talking about. And then I finally realized that as I build a big wall around my house, my very egocentric neighbor, little house is disappearing into my big house, and she's getting really upset and really nasty. And we had a few words before because she's moving things into my property. But anyway, this child play, basically. Then the officer says to me, well, if you want to, you can remove that if you go to court. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. And he says, why? I said, because that's exactly what I want. I don't want this person to talk to me, to deal with me, to bother me. So I would take this as a good omen, as a good thing. You know? He says, well, you didn't do anything against law. You know that. I said, yes, I know. And then he was looking at all the shattered glass in the back of my truck, and he said, what happened to your truck? I said, well, somebody just broke my window. And I thought you were the guy that I called a couple of hours ago that's supposed to do the report. And he says, no. Well, I don't understand why he's not there yet or whatever. Then my telephone, I had my telephone outside so that I could hear the calls coming in. Telephone rang and Samantha get up and she goes, well, it's the police. So I said, well, interesting. And I put the phone on speakerphone so the cop could listen to my conversation. And he said to me, oh, well, I'm here now so I can take care of the situation. So I pick up the phone and they said to the police officer that he was going to do the report to save him time. So what I'm trying to say is that when my book says be careful with the police, be ready to deal with the police, and my own prediction came to hit me twice in my face the same day, that makes me realize how important it is for me to pass on my wisdom to this world. Well, following incident, Samantha did bug me for a while to get a dog. So we decided to invest on a beautiful dog. And we bought a baby Doberman. We actually named it Draco, as a constellation of Draco, which is where the dragon's head and tail literally impact the earth. What's even more interesting, when we went and got the dog 2 days ago, the people, and we had absolutely no idea, the people who own the mother and the father, which are pedigrees animals, high class animals, they told me that the father of the dog that we were going to name Draco, his name was Draco. Can you believe it? Believe it or not, it's the fact. Isn't that amazing how the thought process can interact? There is thousands of people in Phoenix who have thousands of dogs to sell, and there is quite a few Dobermans out there. But to land on the father's dogs that we already wanted to call Draco, named Draco, it's kind of a message that will not escape my consciousness. And this is why I always say to my student, just be very careful and be aware that the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought, and everything attracts everything. So that'd be a good lesson, not only for me, but for you as you're listening to me, to be very careful of your thought and to put it in the universe, whatever you want. I wanted a little Doberman, and I wanted his name to be Draco. And I got it all. Always. Okay, that's what's going on in the family. What else? Samantha has been working really hard today. We did send a bunch of picks of all the rocks we gathered, and that's gone to my webmaster, Alan, which is going to put everything on the website. So if you're a listener, beautiful, make sure to sign up for the newsletters so you're going to see all those beautiful healing crystals and, of course, my new rebuild the healing room. By the way, I'm totally swamped all the way to February in terms of healing session. A lot of people are flying from all over the place to come in my healing room so I can teach them a few tricks about health and remagnetize them and clean their subconscious and do some Kabbalistic healings. So if you plan to come and see me, nothing's going to happen before the beginning of March. All right. And if you, and I know many, many of you out there listening, have ordered a reading, as well, be patient. I will not let anyone calling me or emailing me rush me into doing a bad job for somebody who has ordered a reading before you. Just take your time. You took a number. Your number is there. When the universe is ready for you, or when I'm ready for you, because I am the universe somewhere, somehow, you will get that tape in the mail. And the information you will get will last forever. So it's very well worth your time and your patience. All right, now, do you know that only 2 or 3 days ago, And I know that many of you heard the show on George Norrie on Coast to Coast. I said to George, George, just be ready. Be ready for some very interesting news in two or three days. That was January 1st, and we are the 4th. And that fell into my windows of prediction. The windows of prediction that I gave for, let's say, January the 2nd, that means 2 days before and 2 days after, involved news about the universe, explosion, earthquake, volcano, eruption, and NASA, including aeronautical disasters. Now, guess what? As I was on the air, as soon as the show was over, I'm signed up with USGS. They let me know when there is an earthquake. I got an email just like a few minutes after I finished the show. A magnitude 7.3 earthquake took place in the Sandwich Islands. And remember, when I said an earthquake will take place, it always has to be above 6.0. Now, it's not every day that you're going to have a 7-point-something earthquake. Then the next day, another 7.1 earthquake took place in the Fiji region. And then that was pretty far, and people say, well, maybe I thought Dr. Therese said it's going to be an earthquake in California. Guess what, people? A 6.7 earthquake took place in the Gulf of California. That's close to home. When is the last time you had a 7.3, a 7.1, or a 7.6? 7, excuse me, that took place. A 6.7 that took place. Well, kind of a while. Incidentally, it's dead on into my windows. Okay? Now, I also talked about being ready for volcano. Mount Sentinel was releasing lava and an astonishing pace no long ago within that window or very close to that window. Okay? I talk about nature going out of water. I talk about all sorts of explosions. And you know that? Everybody knows that. That terrible explosion of the coal mine that trapped 13 miners more than a mile underground. And there is not much hope for these people that I'm speaking to you. Again, an explosion. That's the word I wrote. An explosion. Oh, my gosh. And then, you're talking about explosion. Well, we had more explosion that took place in Indonesia, New Year's Eve, okay? Explosion in India. These explosions are all over the place, don't get me wrong, but you have such a concentration of explosion. Oh, my gosh. But what is very interesting, for those of you who are going to my website and read my prediction, I said to be ready for news involving NASA or news involving the universe. Guess what? On the 3rd, down the window, NASA scientists have witnessed a rare explosion on the moon caused by a meteorite slamming into it. And the blast was equal in energy to about 70 kilo of TNT. And it was near the edge of Mare Imbrium, which is the Sea of the Rains. So much about news about the universe and explosion, people. I am the right and the real thing. And I know many of you are there still wondering, is Dr. Dan egocentric? Or is it really the real thing? Anyone who got an email from me will know that. My signature is saying, those who take my confidence for a big ego suffers themselves a serious insecurity problem, or an inferiority problem. I know what I'm talking about. It took me nearly 40 years of investigation, and it's all coming now to fruition. But one of the most important predictions that I made on the Coast to Coast show, the most important prediction that really, really get close to my heart is when I said to George, be ready for a full restructure of the church and Christianity and all religion as we know them to be changed. And today, only what, 3 or 4 days after that show, if you click on CNN, you see in big letters, did Jesus exist? It's the court to decide. An Italian court is attacking Jesus and whether the Roman Catholic Church may be breaking the law by teaching that he existed 2,000 years ago. Since I can remember, I always have told people, I'm expecting Elvis to come back. Jesus is not coming back to save you. This is all baloney since day one. Since I can remember. You know, it's just amazing that 2 70-year-old men from Italy, okay, Enrico Rini and Luigi Cassioli, became the vocal atheist who, after years of legal wrangling, are set to get these days in court this month because they understood the manipulation of the church, the greed, the power, and the suffering of millions of Indians because the Pope, Cetera Bull, wanted all Indians, pagan suckers, to be killed and destroyed if they could not be converted to Christianity. What did the Pope really want? What did the Vatican really were looking for? The gold and more real estate. And here you are, people, still saying, supporting, promoting, taking the money and the security of your children to give it to those people. And that's why I'm working so hard to wake you up, to make you aware that you know it or not, you like it or not, you have been made in the image of God, and you are a God in training. Don't expect Allah, Buddha, or Jesus to take care of you. You can do it if you simply swim back to your birthplace and understand the rules written in light. Those rules that I have been trying like 30 years to make every one of you aware of. All right, I got a caller. Are you here, caller? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, sweetheart?
It is Barbara.
Barbara, where are you calling me from?
Indiana.
Indiana. All right, what's your date of birth, Barbara?
It's 1.
1-1?
Uh-huh, 52.
1952.
Uh-huh.
Is your Leo Dragon's Head? Do you have any question for me? A Pisces Dragon's Head, excuse me. Do you have any question for me?
No. Just worried that maybe you can give me.
Well, I can tell you that in your past life you were a nun.
Okay.
And that's why sometimes you don't want to talk to nobody. This is why you want to have everything nice and clean around you, so to speak. And that's why you hate this dirty, messy world. Do I make sense?
Yes, you do.
All right. Now, there is a side of yourself which is very different and then that residue of this past life as a nun. The side of yourself is curious. The side of yourself, that little voice in you, knows the power of the divine and knows the power of the stars. But it's all been confined. And that little voice is trying to get you out of your fears, out of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard for you to go against what you have been forced to accept for so many, many years. But you are doing your best. Does that make sense again?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, have you thought of writing, honey?
Pardon me?
Have you thought of writing?
No.
Okay. You have an incredible imagination. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do.
You're in your own world out there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to pass on your feelings, to communicate your feelings. You're doing it with me tonight. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But you'd be amazed how much spirituality, how much creativity, how much artistical talent there is in you.
All right.
And you are sometimes a little bit out of here, so to speak, in your own world, don't get me wrong. But it is with computers and high tech that the world will open to you. Do you use computers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's really, really good. I can tell you that as of June next year, you are going to take some study. They will be artistic, spiritual, or metaphysical oriented, or maybe medically oriented. And you're going to do very well in the process.
Very good.
I can see that with you, that's for sure. Okay. You have ability in psychology, interior designing, and you have been a nun for many years. But never forget that behind the nun, there is an Indian, a spiritual medicine woman. That's why you like natural healing.
Okay.
And you have been burnt, hanged, and drowned many, many times and forced into Christianity following your Indian past life where you had the golden keys of true wisdom. So you are at that point in your lifetime where you are going to be able to re-explore your powers. Now, let me tell you something that you may not necessarily like. Are you ready?
Okay.
You were born in January. That's the sign of the goat. Capricorn, correct?
Exactly.
And that is the sign that is used by the Christians to represent the head of the goat or the head of the devil. So be ready, because in you there is a lot of witchcraft residue telling me that you're a white witch.
Yes, I've lived with it all my life.
There you go. So you're following me. So that's good news.
Yes.
So be confident, honey, because as of June 2006, for the next couple of years, the dragon will want you to reevaluate a lot of things about philosophy, about religion. And I see you going into writing and channeling in your healing work.
Okay.
You got all that?
Yes, I did. I'm writing it all down.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, again, it's amazing when I look at the chart of somebody, almost immediately I can connect with the pain, with the suffering, with the past life of that person. And I can see the essence, the age, the values that has been learned. And often those experiences are so very dramatic for those souls. Those people that are over-religious, incidentally, they have been themselves well advanced a long time ago. But the subconscious to expand, the subconscious fear to expand outside of religion is produced because of their drastic end in those previous lives. All right, I've got another caller. Caller, are you here?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Yes, Suzanne.
And where are you calling me from, honey?
I'm calling you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
So you're Canada.
Yes.
All right. And I need you to give me your date of birth, honey.
April 19th, 1969.
Okay, just give me the number. So that is 4/19/69, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That looks like a Pisces dragon's head. It's interesting because the lady that called before you was also a Pisces dragon's head.
Oh.
So, like her, the dragon's head and tail depicts more or less the time that your soul was incarnated. And you and that lady before, because you share the same dragon, they pick the same type of timing, the same type of experience. So I can tell you right away, and you agree with me or not, okay, that you were into health, and that's why you're very fussy and very picky. Do you agree with me?
Yes, yes.
Do you worry about your health a lot or not?
I've started to a bit.
Okay.
I've noticed.
Just don't, okay? The reason why I say that is because the tail of the dragon is going to be moving in the sign of Virgo on your honor dragon's tail around June. But the dragon is right now void of course. Do you understand what that means?
It hasn't started yet?
It hasn't started yet. That means the dragon is already affecting the sign of Virgo. The dragon is between Libra and Virgo, and the dragon is affecting both Libra and Virgo as I'm speaking to you. It's called void of course.
I see.
Because being born in April, if I want to know anything about your health or your service to the world, I go into your sixth house. April, May, June, July, August, and September. September is Virgo. Your sixth house of work and health is Virgo. And the tail of the dragon, void of course, is in the sign of Virgo. And meaning that you are prone already to be over-concerned with your health. That's why I said don't worry about your health. Okay? Now, okay. The good news. The good news is that the head of the dragon is moving in your subconscious. That means you're going to undergo some serious psychological changes. You're going to become more sensitive, more emotional, more psychic, more dreamy. Do I make sense or not?
Yes. Right.
Now, it's important for you, as the head of the dragon is cruising through your subconscious, not to dwell with negativity, with the past, with people that have hurt you, bad news, or anything that is fearful to you. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Now, most of all, if the dragon gets heavy on you within a year or so, and you feel panic attack or depression, which is a very normal thing when the dragon is restructuring your subconscious, do not, repeat myself, do not go and see a psychologist that's going to prescribe you with Prozac or Ritalin, because that's going to kill you. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
This is why people commit suicide, honey. This is why a lot of those kids nowadays, they are going through a restructure of their subconscious, or the dragon's tail is in their health area, in their home area. They are suffering tremendously. They go and see a psychologist. He prescribes them with poison that kills the child, or the child becomes a killer, or he commits suicide. You hear that on TV all the time on the news, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so stay clear from any and all forms of chemicals. If you need help, get my DVDs, Healing with Love, number one, number two, and I will send you an hypnotherapy tape, 90 minutes for free if you order those two DVDs, okay? I'm not doing a sales pitch. I know exactly what you're going through. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, and I am going to explain to you the power of your subconscious, the mechanics of your subconscious, so that you can apply your will, so that you can also, at the same time, use this creative force and make it a good use of it, okay? And if in the other side of the tape, when I recover your subconscious with my hypnotic suggestion, you fall asleep, rest assured the next day you'll be waking up safe and sound. It's very safe. So don't touch no chemical as the dragon is restructuring your subconscious. You hear me?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Be positive. The dragon has a lot in store for you, okay?
All right.
Good night, man.
Thank you.
All right. All right. As I said, when I was on the show, close to with George Norrie, and just a few days later, I see all my prediction unfolding. It's not surprising that we have orders pouring in this office and not enough time to proceed them. So I'm asking you again, if you become a client of mine, okay, be patient and don't wait, because other people are not waiting. Put your order now and just let it go. Forget it. Go about your life. Don't email me. Don't call me. Just let me do my homework. And then one day you're going to get that tape and it'll be very worthwhile. You'll wait. All right, caller, you're here. What's your name?
Brenda.
Brenda, what's your date of birth, honey?
January 24th, 1962.
So we have another Capricorn.
No, I'm an Aquarian.
And your dragon said is Leo. Now, you know your sun sign is in Aquarius, yes?
Yes.
But you were born in the constellation of Capricorn. You know that too?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, you know, Nostradamus, 500 years ago, honey, that is the astrology that I practice and I teach, didn't have a watch or a computer. So I didn't care about the way we nowadays handle astrology.
Mm-hmm.
So you were born in January. You were born in the middle of the winter. Realize that there is no fruits in the trees in January. Saturn is in charge of your chart. Saturn is called the Great Magnifique in Greek mythology. And he wants you, as the goat, to take the time to climb all the way up to the mountain until you finally get respect and a position in life. He's not going to give you anything for free. You're not born in July or in August and the daughter of a very famous actor or singer. Do I make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Better work really hard. It's your karma. But in the long run, you're going to gather much more power, much more knowledge than any previous select little kid born out of a very famous actor. All right?
Okay.
Your sun sign is in Aquarius and it's into the second house of money. That means that the universe wants you to spend money and to make money with the world of Aquarius. Aquarius was the new age. Astrology, computers, television, technology. Do I make sense again?
Mm-hmm.
So you will have to spend money in this area so that you can make money in this area and at the same time build up a better self-esteem. Like all of those born in January, you have gift in psychology. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And science and research. And a lot of people born in January are in communications, in self, and if they are advanced, they enter the medical field. Some of them are also writers. People born in January, Dr. Laura. You heard of Dr. Laura?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the radio all the time. The second house of money is ruled like you by Aquarius. That's why she's on television. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard of Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
Well, Rush Limbaugh is born in January, too. He's on the radio, too, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, you know, have you heard of any radio show from Dr. Laura?
No, uh-uh.
She's always talking about Christians and the Bible on her radio show.
Uh-huh.
That's because, like all of those born in January, in her third house, which is a thinking process, she's deceiving herself within the world of Pisces.
Uh-huh.
You heard of Mel Gibson?
Mm-hmm.
He's also a Capricorn. The third house is ruled by Pisces, and this is why he made the movie The Passion of the Christ. Do that make sense again?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, as far as your predictions are concerned, the head of the dragon for all of those born in January will be moving in the third house. And that means a lot of studies involving the spirit, the art, or metaphysics is ahead of you. Now, you're gonna feel like you're gonna be driven towards, questions such as, what about religion? What about my spirit? What about the subconscious? You're gonna be doing some soul searching. So, I mean, you're already doing that, don't get me wrong. But you're gonna feel more going in that direction. And that will force you to travel physically and spiritually. Let me see what I detect in this chart. The universe wants you to find the light, promote the light, establish the light in this lifetime. You have to be very careful with the groups you support, the groups you are in, including religious groups and your friends. You will attract the wrong groups and the wrong friends. These people are not there to push you towards the light. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So think about what you're doing Sunday afternoon. And the friends and the groups you are in, because the universe doesn't want you to do that. And that's me to know and you to find out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You have the same stars than Princess Diana. And Princess Diana spent her life into the spirits, astrology, psychics. She was always looking for the light, for the truth. And all the job was to help and promote the children of the future. And you have this potential in this chart to do well. But first you have to let go of your past and let go of anything that is religious. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You deal with it. Any other question, honey?
What about, like, romantically and stuff like that?
Romantically? Well, you have a very strong critical side of yourself. Do you understand me? You're
uh-huh.
very fussy. And that's good, don't get me wrong. However, in the affairs of love, you're going to attract a lot of people because you have so many friends around you. But all the friends and the environment you are in may not be as good as you'd like to promote and support a long-lasting relationship. Do I make sense again?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you might have to look in a different crowd to attract different people that will bring you love and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay? You just have to reevaluate what you do, what you believe, where you're going. That's all. And have faith in you.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right.
Bye-bye, love.
Okay, bye.
Now, it is very interesting, again, as I said earlier, when I look at a chart, how much I could see about people. And every one of them, every one of you out there has the potential to do anything and everything you want to do. But never forget the golden rule that I always teach my students. The future is nothing else than the reincarnations of your thought. If you want to be rich, you better think and behave and feel like a millionaire. If you want to be loved, you better love yourself. How can you attract love if you hate? And if you don't like something about yourself, don't ask Jesus, allow Buddha to change it for you. Okay? Just get going. Get up a little bit early. Eat a little bit less. Exercise a little bit more. If you think you are too heavy, do something. Because for every action, you're going to have an equal reaction. And if you stay home all the time, guess what? It's going to be very hard for you to find someone to love. Unless the postman or the guy who delivered the milk or whatever knock at your door. The chances of this happening are very remote. So use common sense. Keep your friends and make more friends because your wishes can only be granted because of your friends. All right, caller, you're here. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name, honey?
My name's Sandy.
Sandy, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Vancouver, Washington.
Vancouver, Washington. Let me have your numbers. Date of birth, please.
11-7-55.
Okay, so we have a Scorpio.
Oh,
you
do.
Each time I deal with a Scorpio, I already feel Scorpio is so special. And on top of that, your tail of the dragon is in Gemini, and it's on the 8th house, giving you a dignified dragon. Your hidden dragon is also Scorpio. Let me see here. All right. Do you read or not?
Do I read?
Just a question.
I
do you listen to the radio
time.
Or do
yes.
you read?
Oh, I mostly read.
Okay, that's why I said.
I was just reading this evening when I went to read
the
book.
That's why I said you read.
Oh!
I see a lot of books around you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
right.
I am full of books.
You know what? The universe wants you to write those books. You've been looking for so many things for so long, honey. Don't you think you have already found something that is worthwhile to teach? The universe wants you to rewrite the books. The universe wants you to focus, to crystallize your thought, to discipline yourself, and to write a book. Have you thought of that or not?
I think I'd be scared to do that. I don't
and
think
why?
I'm a very good writer.
Aha, you don't have to be a good writer. I know a lot of famous writers never, ever pick up a pen or type a single digit on the computer, honey. They speak in their machine, and they have transcribers that put every word on a piece of paper, and then they give this to a proofreader, and there goes your book. How do you think?
Hey, I know the perfect person for that.
Of course. I mean,
and you know what?
Tips, okay?
You talked to her a little couple weeks ago. She was my daughter, and she was going to study viruses.
Uh-huh.
And you said something to her that she could write books and we could be a good duo.
Of course. Everything about you is dabble. Let me tell you something. You know, when you have big famous people like Clinton and his wife or very famous people, the next thing you know, they have a 500-page book for sale. And there they are all over the media talking and selling their books. Do you think they actually sit down and wrote the books? No, honey. No, people don't know. It doesn't happen that way. They sit down, they walk around, they go fishing, they are in a plane, and they talk into a machine. And they give the tapes to transcribers that do all the editing, proofreading, and all that good stuff. Unlike me, honey, I have to write my books. I have to write every word. This is why my books are loaded with mistakes. Because I write the books. These are the real thing. They're coming from my heart. There's nobody else but me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I have to admire that.
Well,
hey, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I was wondering about a past life, or if it was a past life. I used to have these dreams as a child that I don't even know if they were dreams. It was just such a great fear that would overcome me, like I was buried or something. And
well,
I was wondering if there was anything like that.
The fear of being buried simply means that you have a fear of confinement. There is a side of yourself which is always wanted to be free, always travel, always do a thing. You don't want any restrictions. That's why, as a child, you may have been a little bit handful. Do I make sense?
Yes.
All right. Now, you have definitely a lot of past lives. I'll tell you that right away. Some of your past life evolved with the Indians, like every one of us, the Incas, the Sumerian, the Atlantids, where you pay the ultimate price, where you've been hanged, where you've been burned, where you've been drowned by the Christians, forcing you to rebirth yourself in Spain and Portugal as a nun, as a priest, God knows what. In your case, in your past life, you were a male. You were not a female. That's why you're strong. That's why you're independent and sometimes bossy. Do I make sense again?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, in these past lives, you were like a healer. And you were using all sorts of natural means to heal people. And you also had to lie. You were also a thief. You know, thieves, stealing things?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I strike a chord now. You had to lie to save your neck. You had to lie to the church to practice your witchcraft residue. And you also had to steal to survive. You were able to go places. You knew where money is. You knew how to get to place. And the legacy that you have in this life is that you can talk, you can observe, and you can adapt. But you have to learn to listen. Sometimes you talk too much, and that is your giveaway. Do I make sense?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know you. I just know you for a few minutes. But I see but I see through your stars. You have past life in Spain, Portugal, France, and Italy, including England. Quite a lot of past life in Europe, as a matter of fact. Now, do you have any allergies or not?
No. Uh-uh.
You never broke an arm or a finger?
No.
Okay. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have four sisters and one
has passed away. Okay, everything with you is 2, 4, 6. Do you have good connection or bad connection?
With my sisters?
Yes.
They're not negative.
No,
I mean,
were,
we don't see each other a lot, but when we see each other, we care a lot about each other.
All right, just make sure to, you seem to be very curious about everything. And sometimes, you know, they may feel that you put your nose where maybe they don't want them to. You're very
private. Probably, yeah.
You're very private yourself, too. You don't like them to do that, okay? It's just a matter of, control and power. But you're definitely a very old soul. Do you like animals, cats, dogs, horses?
Oh, my God. I love animals.
Yeah.
I think I can relate to them better than people.
Well, that's, again, because your past life with the Indians where you had to survive because of animals. Okay? Okay, what I see ahead of you, honey, I see a lot of study, you two, with the spirits. I see you doing very well if you were to discipline yourself and write, doing very good for children. You can write books for children. You hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Think about it, because you say jokes, you said stories, and why not crystallize your thoughts and discipline yourself and do that? You don't have to sit down and write. You could use different means to do it. I explained one for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The universe is giving you 2 years to create something very important. Go out there and do it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Israel. Good night.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye, love. Well, same old story. You know, if I could sometime split myself in billions of persons, clone myself, I would take the time to go to each one of you and just give you like 2 or 3 hours of life. And just show you what my crazy, crazy life is all about and all that I've learned. I was always wondering what I was going to be when I grow up. But I knew I was going to be in America, and I knew I was going to do things big, and I knew I was going to help people. That I always knew. And that's what I'm doing today. All right, caller, where are you calling me from, and what's your name, please?
I'm George.
George, where are you? Speak a little bit loud, my buddy. I cannot hear you too well.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm in Lindsay, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, and what's your date of birth, George?
February 13th, 1957.
2-15-57. Okay, now let's
13-57.
57, yeah, I got you. All right, do you like to eat or do you like to cook?
I like to cook.
I can see that with you. I can see in your past life you were a female, and you have developed a lot of power with domesticity. Okay? I'm sure you're a great cook, too. All right, let me see. Do you have any neck problem?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Sad enough, you die of a spear through your thyroid. I can see a spear going right through your thyroid, and it went right back to the back of your neck.
Okay.
How you die.
Okay.
It's all around the neck. Now, you have to learn to let go, though. A lot of negative things happened to you, my friend, when you were a little boy, in your family, when you were growing up. Does that make sense again?
Yep.
You have to learn to let go. Okay. Have you lost a lot of things in your life, like once or twice, lose everything around you or not?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. It is very important for you to use your dragon's head properly. You were born with the head of the dragon in Scorpio. So that means you have plutonic energy in your chart. That means you have supreme power that you don't necessarily understand. But because you don't understand it, because you're not aware of it, doesn't take away the fact that its power is either destructive or creative. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. So, in order for you to make this dragon's head beneficial and working on your favor, anytime you think about your future, do not mingle your past with it. Do not bring fears, insecurity, not having money, not being able to pay your bills, not being able to do things. Or how are you going to pay your next rent? Or if you're going to have food in your fridge next week? Do I make sense again? I exaggerate so you understand it.
Yeah, I realized that a long time ago.
All right, I'm glad. I'm glad. You know, Dragon Sage Scorpio is very, very intuitive. You have a healing power in your hands. Have you noticed that yet or not?
A little bit, yes.
Well, I just want you to focus and concentrate on that. You have healing power through your hands. You're a healer. And you have lost, of course, the understanding and the use of the power. And crystals and rocks recharge your dragon's head. So you need to be close to nature. You need to educate yourself on rocks and nature. As you recharge all your chakras, the power goes through your hands. And you can use it to heal people. In your past life, you were also involved in this metaphysical work. And the legacy is there, and it's buried. You never, ever thought of doing healing or massage, things like that? Just a question.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the universe, my friend, is going to give you a couple of years as of today to completely reevaluate your education and the way you make money. What are you doing now? Are you into construction? Are you into cooking? What are you doing?
Cleaning.
What?
Cleaning.
Cleaning.
Yes, like offices.
I could see that, yes. I could see that through the stars. Because I saw something with the family, with the home area, and I wasn't sure what it was. You're a perfectionist. Now, it's going to be a bit difficult for you to let go of things that you did for so many years, but you can, you know, you don't have to let go on one side before you start another one. So kind of invest yourself in education and get off the physical aspect of your life. Get off the cleaning, solid, rational, logical, physical world and aim towards your dragon set, which is more spiritual, more healing, and more metaphysically oriented. Then the universe will reward you because you're going to be doing what the universe wants you to do. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
All right, my friend. Good luck to you. You've got 2 years to do it.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Okay.
Well, as I said, you know, you can see the power that people have, and nobody is there to tell them, look, you know what? Is that little light over there? Come closer. Come, follow me. Okay. And as we walk together closer to that light, I point out to that person, I said, now you see it a little bit better. And the person would say, oh my gosh, yes, it's all very bright. It's all kind of gold light. I say, yes, that's the gold mine. You know, that's what it is. And a lot of people over there have spent all their life suffering, insecure, depressed, thinking of being a loser to the point where their health goes through the window because they have absolutely no way of regenerating. They don't know that if they could just turn around and do something different, they go towards their gold mine and everything about themselves changes. Hope, life, vitality, health, creativity, everything turns around on their favor if they just could do the right thing. And that's what I was born. I was born to guide you. And you are, you're lucky because there was nobody to teach me this. Maybe I did not need it, I guess. You know, I have hand-on experience, as one may say. I had to learn, you know, by doing the wrong thing. I had to learn by losing very, very precious people to correct my attitude. I had to learn to be more tolerant, more forgiving, more patient. I had to learn the hard way to control myself because in the long run, I realized that I don't attract beef with vinegars. See, I had to learn also to be more confident, to take a jump, to take a chance. I had to learn the laws of the universe, as the laws of man are irretractable and unforgiving, so are the laws of the universe. But nobody was there to teach me. I had to learn. And as I said, I didn't need anybody really because I did all that in many of my past lives. You know, it's the same example that I took many, many times in my classes when I teach my students. You know, the future is the reincarnation of the thought. If you throw something up, it's going to go right back down to your face, right down to the floor. That means for every action, there'll be an equal reaction. And this is why Mozart and Beethoven, spending many, many lives learning music, became a musical genius at the age of 11 years old. You know, time and age in time and space don't really matter, don't really exist. We all have our own wealth within the depth of our soul. And it's just a matter of asking in order to receive. It's always better to ask someone who knows that hundreds of thousands of other people who are looking for it. There's so many very famous astrologers and psychics out there. But again, fact of the matter is, where were they for the 9/11? For the re-election of Bush, for the predictions of the war, SARS, the tsunami, and so forth. And that's where you have to make the difference between what is out there, which is quantity and deceiving, and quality and the real thing. And the more you talk to me, the more you share my world, the more you understand my philosophy, the more you will realize that I can help you. And I'd like to finish this show by telling you one more time. When I arrived in the United States in 1984, I was homeless for the second time. When the first time I left France and I arrived in London in 1974, I was homeless. I lived in the tubes in England and on the underground for 6 months. I couldn't speak English. It was terrible. I ended up with a distinction cut from the Royal School of Music. And I learned English on hand, kicked me out of school. I was only 12 years old. I did the same in the United States. So if I did it, it was just, you can do it too. And I'm here for that. All right, people. We're getting close to the end of the hour. If there is anyone who wants to talk to me, you better hurry, because I'm going to shut it down the next couple minutes or so. Nobody's calling? Well, I guess it's going to be an early night for me. All right, everybody. I want to take this opportunity to thank every one of you and make it a beautiful night. Good night. Talk to you next Wednesday.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.